This is Apollo Control at 133 hours, 25 minutes. We're still about 32 minutes from reacquiring Apollo 10. The spacecraft will shortly be beginning its 30th revolution of the moon. We have some additional information from our flight dynamics officer on the relative positions of the command and service module and Snoopy's descent stage. The analysis of the relative orbits of the two spacecraft shows that Snoopy has apparently been, rather the command and service module has apparently been lapping Snoopy, as we said, and we believe that the point of closest approach of the two spacecraft occurred during the current revolution when Tom Stafford and John Young were describing their sightings of the LEM descent stage. Not necessarily at exactly that time, but sometime during that revolution, we believe the point of closest approach of the two spacecraft occurred. From now on, the orbits, the relative orbits, will take Snoopy farther behind. Snoopy, of course, being in a higher orbit, thus taking longer to complete a revolution. The command module will continue to move out in front, so that by the time trans-Earth injection occurs, Snoopy should be about 500 to 600 miles behind at its point of closest approach. At 133 hours, 27 minutes into the flight of Apollo 10, this is Mission Control.